the rock and roll flight to 10 o'clock with Stephanie Regal. What do we got coming up, Stephanie? We got some Led Zeppelin and some Van Halen.
AC/DC.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Some AC/DC coming up by request from Baton Rouge. You know, Stephanie, if you're ever going to do an investigative piece,
right?
Those requests, not so much.
They're
not,
fake.
Not so
they're
much.
They're fake. Oh no. Oh no.
I'm just saying. Sometimes
another myth shattered.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I respect your work immensely. You know that you're a very talented journalist. Let's talk about the latest when it comes to the bankruptcy case with the Archdiocese and this picture that that is with your story at NOLA.com. You know, look, a still picture can be taken at any time, but I don't know where that was taken, but there aren't a lot of people at that mass at all. Do you know, and I don't mean to catch you flat-footed here, but is attendance down? Uh-oh. Is attendance down at churches? In
well, so we took that picture, and it is down very much in some churches, but not in all. We took that at one of the parishes that was slated for closure like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And it was, I want to say St. James Major. I can't, in Gentilly, but we had gone there because they were trying to keep the parish open. And then, you know, it ended up merging with several others in the area because that is one of the areas that's lost population and has seen attendance decline. It was just coincidental that our photographer went there on a Sunday at was like, whoa, there was nobody here. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense that you would close a church that has, you know, that few people at 11 o'clock on a Sunday. That's not the picture across the diocese, but it is in some. And, you know, that's a related issue of why some of these churches have closed in recent years.
So let's talk about the latest in the bankruptcy case.
Right. And so last week we got a more clear picture of where some of the funds will, well, where all of the money will come from to fund this proposed settlement that would go to abuse survivors if the plan is ultimately confirmed, if they vote for it. And what we reported and broke the story was that $60 million of what would ultimately be a $180 million settlement would come from 120 or so parishes and charitable organizations like Catholic Charities and Lazarus House and Second Harvest Food Bank and such like that. Amond, Archbishop Gregory Amond, had told people and the parishioners about a year and a half ago in a letter that we didn't initially think we were going to need your money to fund an ultimate settlement to resolve this case, but now it's looking like we will. And so now the size of that figure has come clear. You know, it's early. The plan is not confirmed yet. If it is confirmed later this fall, which would happen sometime by October, then the parishes will have to put up this money and in fairly short order because the money needs to be on the table before the plan goes into effect, which would be December 30th under the current timeline that the judge is working on.
So when you say parishes, mm-hmm. Who? Where does that money come from? Is that from collections? Is that, do parishes have money on hand? I don't understand the way the accounting.
You know, I mean, the accounting in the church is very Byzantine, and the amount of money churches has, parishes have individually varies across the board. Just to back up for a second, the archdiocese, the administrative entity that has a lot of real estate, but not all of it, that controls sort of the whole Roman Catholic Church locally, is the entity in bankruptcy. They would contribute $65 million in cash towards this settlement. But the parishes have not been in bankruptcy, even though some of them have a lot of exposure legally and claims against them in this case, right?
But that's not part of this. They have abuse cases against the parishes individually that are not part of this archdiocesan bankruptcy case. Am I understanding that right or not?
They had not filed bankruptcy as part of this proposed settlement.
Let me ask it this way, Stephanie. If they have St. Thomas Tucker Church, okay, and there were priests there that abused, I shouldn't use my name, but if there were priests there that abused kids, are any parishes themselves facing liability separate and distinct from the archdiocese?
They are, and that is why they are putting up money towards a settlement in the long run to ultimately shield them from future lawsuits and liability, because that's the way it works in bankruptcy, right? They have not been debtors in the case up till now, but they will be if this plan is confirmed. They will file a 48-hour bankruptcy, all as one entity, and then in return put up $60 million of their own money. And you asked a minute ago where it comes from. It could come from anything. It could come from parish reserves in the case of a wealthier parish that has basically a savings account. It could come from a special campaign. It could come from one wealthy donor who writes a $700,000 check to cover parish, you know, Parish X's required, contribution. The church, I don't think the archdiocese, let me clarify, I don't think is going to tell us exactly how it intends to tap the parishioners or the individual parishes. From a, you know, sort of canon law theological perspective, they see this all as one big family and everybody has to contribute to, you know, bring about closure and healing in this horrible incident. So that's kind of where it stands at the minute.
Yeah, we're one big family, but you draw the distinction between a church and the archdiocese because it seems as though, as part of the one big family, you know, mom and daddy church in Rome, they got assets like you wouldn't believe. So I don't know why people here would have to put up their money. I understand the legalities of this. I'm just talking about the canon law. We're one big family part of it. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. 822 traffic now, WWL. 827, more Van Halen. Jordan Fiegel for Stephanie Regal. There you go. We're talking about the settlement. She's a business writer, TimesPicayuneNOLA.com. Stephanie, when it comes to the settlement, and the is it an assessment to parishes? Because as it is, each parish has to kick up a certain amount each week to the archdiocese, do they not?
They do, and that's another really sort of Byzantine aspect of church finances. Yes, parishes contribute to the archdiocese every week, but the archdiocese has also funded a lot of parishes over the years, the ones that struggle. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother issue that would be fun to delve into or to explain. But with respect to this particular settlement, if it is approved by two-thirds of the abuse survivors and other creditors that also have claims in the case, then the parishes will be, you pick the word you want, required, assessed, asked to give up a certain amount by,
equally,
like I said, the end of the year. No, it will not be equal, and it will be based on, excuse me, what they are able to afford. And I don't know how we determine what, you know, how much they can be stretched. I will tell you that in the case of the Diocese of Buffalo, for instance, you know, parishes that have X amount in their reserves are required, we're told earlier this summer that they're required to, you know, pony up like 75% of their unrestricted cash by a certain deadline. Parishes that were, you know, below a certain point only had to put up 10%. That plan has gotten pushback from some parishes that were already slated for closure because of low attendance and poor finances, and they still were told they had to contribute something. So it did not go over well in Buffalo, and there's now litigation over that that is working its way through the New York State court system. So we'll see how that resolves.
So
I'm
looking up the net worth of the Catholic Church here. It's said to be about $70 billion plus. I thought it was more than that, actually. They could, if they wanted to, write a check for this and take the parishioners off the hook, take the archdiocese off the hook, right?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's that
simple?
I don't think it's that simple.
Okay.
And I'm not going to weigh in on that. And you've got these cases all over the country and all over the world.
Mm.
I mean, why they haven't written a check and made them all go away, I don't know. But
Yeah, you could say go away. Thank you, Stephanie Regal. I appreciate your time. I do, as always. You could say make it go away or do the right thing and compensate the people that they wronged. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on in Texas right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.